Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rico, I know you're very passionate about this, and like you draw these weird hills to die on. So I'm like, well, the hell with it. Let them die.
You have this. I love how you just set this up to fail. You do this all the time. If Mike doesn't like it, well, here's the dumbest thing you ever hear. Rico, take the mic.
Wait. That is not honest. I'll tell you what. Hold on.
Judges?
Let me reset. Hold on. Let me reset. Me. Up next, Rico Beard will fascinate and titillate with a college football topic for the ages. Here is Rico Beard.
Spanking. Whatever. All right, here's the thing. I just hate you sometimes. All right, here's the thing. What?
It was a great buildup.
It was not.
This next topic will change your life and your marriage. Here's Rico Beard.
All right, here's the thing, Mike. The college football, we're talking to. Yeah, what if I told you that you would have two undefeated teams in the state? And what if I also told you that this year, the college football playoff may be achievable for at least one of those teams? Up next on Valenian with Rico. Here's the thing. You do have
a 30 for 30.
Yeah.
30. Directed by Bruce Motti.
This year, you may have, for the first time in a long time, an open playoff. You may have teams that have never been there before. Georgia has been there. I think Georgia's pretty much a lock to be in. Congratulations, Kenny. Don't screw things up.
If Georgia gets to the SEC title game undefeated.
When Georgia gets there undefeated.
They're in.
There's zero doubt.
They're in.
Let's get there.
Now, normally, at this time, we're talking about three teams pretty much already locked up their spots. Their fans are booking their hotel rooms, getting their flights. That's Clemson, that's Ohio State, and that's Alabama. Those three teams, they're running the race with everybody else. Clemson's done. We're not going to see them. Alabama and Ohio State still have a shot to get there, but neither team can lose another game this year or they're done. For the first time in a long time, you're going to have brand new teams in the college football playoffs. This is what a lot of people have been clamoring for. This is what a lot of people have been asking. Oh, my God, I'm sick of seeing the same teams every year. You're going to get new teams. Georgia, I think, is in, but now you're making arguments. You know, is Oklahoma going to do enough to get in? They haven't been looking that great. Now, maybe with the switch of quarterback, this could be the thing to get Oklahoma back on the path of looking like a potential college
Rico,
playoff champion.
If they clear, and again, I got to see if TCU's QB Duggan is playing this weekend, but if they clear TCU, who beating them? Who's beating them?
Maybe Okie State.
I mean, I who?
Oklahoma State. Rivalry.
Oh, like hell. Have you watched Oklahoma State this year?
Mike,
good God.
Mike, never discount a rivalry.
Fair. Look, I'm just saying, I don't think it's as open as you do, because here's the other dirty secret. I admit it. I've already penciled in Ohio State. I think Michigan and Michigan State fans are playing themselves if they think we're beating Ohio State. Ohio State has the best, here, I'll go Joel Klatt for you, the best offense in America. They do. Your defense with your corners ain't stopping it, and you know ours isn't either. We're not beating OSU. So, hey, you want to say, well, that's why you play the games? I agree. Of course I do. But I view it like Georgia, Oklahoma, and Ohio State are already there. It's just a matter of whether Bama wins out. Okay, there's one spot. You're right. Clemson's not in. You are right. I can't argue it.
Mike, I look at Ohio State, especially if Clifford comes back. You got to play Penn State. That's a team that they could lose to. We've seen Ohio State, and I'm just as guilty. It looks as if they're back. They got things worked out. But you got to look at who they played. You can't play that whole, well, you haven't played anybody. They haven't played any tough teams. They appeared to have fixed their problems. Now, let's see what happens when they go up against a real team. Because Penn State could go in there, and if Penn State defeats Ohio State, they're done, Mike. They're not coming back. And you still have Michigan and Michigan State playing. Now, Michigan State has the advantage of the trap game because it's the week before Michigan. Will they be focused, or are they going to be focused on trying to beat the Wolverines? We've seen that happen before with a backup QB going down to Columbus and beating them the week before Michigan. So I don't think it's a lock for Ohio State. I don't. I think that they're still in the race.
Ask the people. Land your plane. Ask the people. I don't think it's nearly as open as you're selling it. I don't.
248-539-9797. This playoffs are wide open. They are. This is a chance that Michigan or Michigan State. Michigan State, you could get back. Michigan, if you were ever going to make the playoffs, it's this year with your team. Do you think that it can happen? Because I do. I think there is only one team sitting there at the table, lonely, looking at everybody else run their race. And this race is still six more games to go. I don't see Ohio State as that lock. They still have flaws on defense that I need to see shored up. Yes, they have pro first-round wide receivers, but that secondary, I need to see them do it against a good team, Mike. And like I said, Oklahoma, I don't know if they're going to go back. We're talking about Cincinnati has a shot at doing this thing. Plus, you know, I got some numbers that I can give you a little bit later on from my guy in Vegas of where Michigan and Michigan State, if they played this weekend, some numbers that they would go up against the top 10 schools. Kind of interesting.
You can do it. They're laughable. I already had the conversation with you.
No, we
that number against Georgia is a joke.
They have been readjusted, Mike.
Oh, thank God, because what you gave me earlier was laughable.
David, did he just harpoon the boat again?
No!
What?
Okay. I feel like we're taking on water.
Here you go, South Glide Murphy fans.
248-539-9797. Go ahead, Mike.
I got nothing. I'm not going to say anything else. I don't want to harpoon the topic anymore. I think we are cute. We are regional. We are both having fun. Michigan and Michigan State fan, we're partying. But this idea that we're somehow relevant to the national conversation, I think it's hilarious.
Okay, but here's
because right here and right now, we haven't even proven. Mike, you're going to make me be negative about both teams, and I don't want to do that.
But here's the thing. Cincinnati is relative in the national conversation.
They suck.
They're good. They are going to get a shot at going to the college football.
And here's what's going to happen. Point.
It's wide open right now.
Hey, you remember when Hawaii got a chance at Georgia in the Sugar Bowl? Mm-hmm. How'd that go? They buried Timmy Chang on the field. I got to be honest. I don't think Cincinnati's one of the better group of five teams in the last 3-4 years. I think they're just a cockroach that's just been hanging around.
No.
They're not as good as the UCF team from a few years back.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
They're not as good as Memphis from 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, but you know what they could say that UCF couldn't say? We went to South Bend and won.
Great, and beat a 3 or 4 loss ND team. You know what? This is what the Finebaum show must be every day. I'm exhausted by this.
Okay, so Mike. No. So who's going to the playoffs then, Mike? According to you,
Georgia.
Everybody sucks.
Georgia,
so just Georgia playing themselves. The black and red game.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well,
I think they have a look of a team that's just that different.
That can happen.
I think they have a look of a team that is that superior to everybody else.
Okay.
Yes.
Once again, you're not going to play the red and black game. That can't happen. So we're going to be adults, and we're going to say that the three other teams
I'm just focused on our cute little Big Ten and whether either of us could beat Ohio State. I can't have the conversation about playoffs and openness and do-to-do. Because here's the thing. Michigan and Michigan State both, I don't think either of us are beating Ohio State, and I don't think either of us want a piece of Iowa. It's not relevant. What's relevant is the 30th. Because only one of us is going to walk out of there with any shot. The other one's dead.
Okay, Iowa, if you're careful with the ball, you can beat Iowa. Iowa's offense is not great. Mm-hmm. Their defense is phenomenal. Their defense is top-notch. You don't turn it over. You just throw the ball out of bounds, or you just keep punting the ball and play the field position game. That Iowa offense ain't going to beat you. It's not, Mike. It's not that great. Defense is. Offense only has to go 25 yards to kick a field goal. They're not even scoring touchdowns. This is kicking field goals, but they're kicking enough to win games. So Ohio State, I give you.
Interceptions since 2017. Right. They've led the country in turnovers each of the last 2 years. This is who they are. It's what they do. So I don't care whether you hold on to your little lunch bag nice and tight. You could take your lunch bag and do what cocaine mules do with it. Iowa going to reach up in there and get it. So I don't want to hear about it. They take the ball from everybody.
Right. Run safe plays. Don't try to throw it deep. Don't try to throw it across the middle. You're going to have to play a slow, methodical game against Iowa. But if you do that, right, because they're baiting you to throw the ball deep. It looks like your receivers are wide open.
Let me ask the question then. People, let me simplify what Rico's doing here. Rico wants to sell you on this grand dream, and that's fine. But why don't we scale it back one? Am I wrong for still having an aura of invincibility around the Buckeyes? Because I do. Because I think they have the best offense in the country, because I think they are that good. And I also was never quick to write them off at the beginning of the season. I can't have the conversation Rico's having, because I don't think either of our schools get within 10 points of the Buckeyes. 248-539-9797. That's really where the conversation lies. Now, if you do believe, you got to tell me why. And if you believe you can clear the Buckeyes, then I'm going to put Rico in one of those arcade machines like Zoltar, and I'm going to let you talk to Rico. And you can have that playoff conversation in full Zoltar regalia. 248-539-9797.
Do I get the hat and everything?
Everything. We're putting you in a big box.
Yes.
And people are, once they say they can beat Ohio State, they get to talk to you and get their playoff wishes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.